95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Where's Sluggo?
He's, I don't know, running around town like he does.
Yeah.
Holding up stores
robbing
and whatnot.
A bank, naked, and riding a pig.
Like he does.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
So you have control of the sound effects today.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think. Yep. Yes, you do.
Oh, cool.
Coming up on today's show.
I'm not going to abuse this.
Please, you are. We have Give Me Five at 5 o'clock. Songs with Up in the title.
Up!
We're going to do People Are Dumb. We're going to talk about the best Halloween candy.
Oh.
We have One American Dollar.
Wow. Dude, this is a packed show. Stop now. Don't say anything else. There's more?
There's more, and it's next.
What?
It's Who's Naked Now?
Oh!
Which we love so much.
Yeah.
And this is a story just for you, Stu. It is literally...
This is a Who's Naked Now story?
Yes.
Just for me?
That I picked out because I knew Sluggo was going to be out. You're going to be in.
Am I naked in it?
I don't know.
I hope not.
We'll find out.
I mean, well, I don't know. We'll see.
And we have the...
at least I hope I wasn't cold.
KLOS name game...
Oh, yeah.
...is up to $400. We had a winner a little bit earlier today, so we're up to $400.
$400. All right.
And that's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Hey, I know this song. As opposed to the singer.
Nice.
Poor Gary.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo. Stu has control of the sound effects.
Sorry.
Which I'm not sure is a positive thing.
You shouldn't have told me.
I don't think that's good. We're going to do, by the way, Stu is the one that made the intro for this feature that we love so much.
Yeah. It was,
we're doing this.
Yeah. Who's naked now?
Yeah.
Who's naked now?
Ooh. I like how you go, yeah.
Yeah. Because I played the drums on it.
Cyclist bear it all during Philly's 13-mile naked bike ride.
I knew it. Would have to do with bicycling.
This is a story just for you.
Yeah, I want to do this.
What?
Whatever it is, I'm already in.
Hundreds of cyclists dressed down for a breezy ride through Philadelphia's main streets Saturday.
Oh, no, I'm not in for that. Not Philly.
It's the 14th annual.
14th?
Yep.
Okay, go on.
So you still have time.
Hey.
It was started in 2009. It was revealed as an event to promote body positivity, cycling, and fossil fuel reduction.
Oh, well, those are good things.
Philly right?
cheesesteak.
The often pantsless pilgrimage, they have to do that.
What'd you think of that?
Change from year to year, but typically takes the bikers by a lot of the iconic city landmarks.
Yeah, and Liberty Bell.
Yeah, and I mean, cool. There looks to be, I don't know, 500 people?
Is it a sausage fest, isn't it? No? Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a sausage fest, like you would think.
See, you know, the gold standard of naked bike riding has to do with Queen and that bicycle race video, the poster, all that stuff. Like, that's the naked bike race
right.
I want to be in.
But what, wouldn't you have a problem with, you know, your junk
on
and
the seat? And the seat? Well, they've designed seats in a much more forgiving way these days.
Really?
Yeah, there's like, I mean, I've got a seat that's got, it's barely anything. It's really just like the outline of the seat, and there's nothing inside.
Really? So there's room for the plums?
There's room for just about everything, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that's called the infinity seat. You know, whatever, there's a plug for you.
I was just looking at this, and I was thinking, first of all, I don't really want to go nude.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those crazy things. Like, I'm sure you've gone streaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid.
Exactly. Okay. So I've never done that. That's a check I still need to put in that box.
All right. Well, we'll work on that today.
You know, I could kill two birds with one stone. We'll work on that today. No. Where's the buzzer?
No, but you could do the, it's the second one down on the right. You could do this next year.
Yeah.
They use scooters, e-bikes, rollerblades, skates, skateboards, joggers. Everybody's welcome.
Oh, wow.
As long as you're nude.
Rollerblading naked through the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Plenty.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in.
Stu right here.
And I have a chance for you to make money.
I love this. How much?
It's not working.
Oh.
You got to try. That's what I need. See, man? Damn now it. I gotta play it again.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey.
As it is Halloween and trick-or-treat time, I have this dollar.
That's not a dollar.
It is a dollar.
That's two halves of a dollar.
Right,
you tore it
counts.
In half.
No, it was an accident.
Were you doing a magic trick and it didn't work out?
Can't you just tape it together and use it?
I don't know.
Well, that's what you're
going to
That's
not going to work in the vending machine, is it? You got four quarters?
No.
All right.
This is the dollar you get, dude.
All right.
The top 10 candies in America.
Oh!
Top 10 candies in America, according to candystore.com.
They would know.
You would think.
And I would know. I was a kid.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I was a candy expert.
There's one of them. I will give you a hint.
Yeah?
Is ridiculous and makes me angry.
And makes you angry.
Mm-hmm.
Abba Zabba.
Top 10 candies in America.
Charleston Chew.
You get six guesses.
Neither of those count.
Four right.
Okay. Neither of those count.
Right. Correct.
All right. Top six. Okay. Snickers.
Snickers.
Better. Thank you.
Is number eight.
Yeah. Number eight.
Yeah, I know. Same.
Okay. Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers.
Come on. Candystore.com.
According to candystore.com.
I call big BS.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Did I say Snickers?
Yeah, that was your last guess.
Oh, okay. Did I say Milky Way?
Did you say Milky
I'm
Way?
I'm saying Milky Way.
Correct.
No. Abba Zabba? Chunky? Wait. Chunky Bar Chunk? Chunky. Chunky. Charleston Chew!
You can't just keep throwing out
CH words. Is it right yet?
It's
no. Right. No, it's not Charleston. Okay. Crosstop. Wait, no, that's speed.
Have you ever had candy?
Bottle caps.
Bottle? You think that's the top 10?
No. Oh, wait. I got one. Rocky Road. That's a candy bar ice cream.
And I like it. It's not in the
big
top
time
10.
Okay, Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is a good guess.
And it's right.
Not on this top 10.
How about top 10 vegetables that kids hate? How about I could kill on that?
I've given you about 27 guesses, so we're going to give you the top 10. I did not win the torn in half dollar bill.
I don't want it.
All right.
Now.
Number 10 is the one that makes me mad.
Yeah.
They say candy corn.
Candy corn?
Yeah.
That's not.
Which is absurd.
Is that a brand?
No, it's candy.
That's just a generic.
It's wax. No, it's an actual candy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's called candy corn.
I like candy corn in small doses.
Nine Tootsie Pops.
Tootsie Pops.
Yep,
they suck.
Eight Snickers. You got that one right.
Okay.
Seven Hershey's Kisses.
Oh. Okay.
Six Sour Patch Kids.
I would never have thought of that.
Five. No, I would not have thought of either. Hot Tamales. Although I do like that.
I like tamales.
Yeah.
I've never
no
given
hot
away
tamales.
No.
Number four is Starburst.
Oh, Starburst. Yeah, okay.
I love Starburst, but I don't want to have to work.
Dude,
that
when
hard.
I go up to a door and I say trick or treat, I don't want Starburst. You know,
You want a Snickers, I know.
Snickers, I want Kit Kat.
Number three is M&M's.
I don't want little loose M&M's.
I do, I'll take them.
Yeah?
Number two is Skittles. Yep.
Yeah.
And number one?
You know what? Skittles is about to become contraband in this state, isn't it?
It is, that's true.
Oh.
It is.
Yeah, I'm going to get some Skittles.
All right, I'm going to put the dollar back up if you can get number one.
Okay, Skittles.
The dollar that's torn in half.
That's a rough dollar for a bad guess that I'm not going to get. Wait, it's going to be something stupid. Oh, wait, M&M's! Wait, did we say that already?
Yes, I just said.
I swear
I just said that was number three.
Yeah.
Number one is Reese's Peanut Butter.
That's what I said. Reese's Peanut Butter.
You didn't say that ever. You said everything except that.
Damn it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Yeah. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo. Last hour, Stu said.
Right.
It's really fun to be on this side of making fun of people who can't talk. It's really great. We just did one American dollar for the best candy.
And then
we got into an argument off the air about the worst candy. Because it seems like the ones that I hate, you like. Sort of.
We certainly have one major disagreement. It's kind of a little, it's a deep one, I think. Because when you talk about the worst Halloween candies, right away, I think everyone can agree, candy corn.
Right,
it's
agreed.
Got to top the list, right?
Yeah.
And I don't hate them because they have three different colors.
Yeah, but they're all wax.
Yeah, I know.
But it's all wax colored differently.
To me, Tootsie Rolls are much more boring than the candy corns. There's one color.
But it's chocolate-ish.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I got no use really for either of them.
It does look like poop, and it takes a lot of time to unwrap.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not worth the effort. However.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. What I would consider the worst candy, the candy that you love that everybody else hates.
Yeah, yeah. For you, it's, what is it?
Well, for you, we were just talking here in the studio, and circus peanuts.
Yeah, that came up.
Are just garbage. I mean,
you almost retched.
That's a garbage candy.
No.
And
circus
you like
peanuts
it?
Are good. Anything that is marshmallow based gets a win in my book.
I agree.
And it's a weird alien marshmallow. It barely qualifies, but yeah, you know.
Circus peanuts.
I don't know if I've ever had a fresh one though. They're just always.
Well, of course not. Yeah? They made them 100 years ago, and the people just send them around. To
like
other people.
Those are like repurposed Lucky Charms. Of all one
probably,
color.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably. What about Necco wafers? Where are you on that?
Absolute garbage. Garbage. Those
right,
could
good.
Shoot them out of a gun. That'd be okay.
All right, good.
Jujubes.
So the candy that you love that everybody else seems to hate. 818-955-KLOS. Seriously thinking about ending my friendship with Stu over the circus peanuts.
Oh.
Well, that cannot stand.
Well, I'll bet we can both agree that those little red and white mints, those hard candies.
Yeah.
No one's mentioned those, I don't think.
No.
And they're the worst. Are they not?
I mean, I think I can.
They freshen your breath, but that's not a candy.
It's not a candy. No, it's not even a candy.
Damn right.
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 So we're talking about candy that you love that everybody else seems to hate. You have that?
I like the black licorice that's in the Good and Plenty.
You're sick.
I thank you.
Black licorice is garbage.
We nearly mentioned Good and Plenty's as being one of the just worst candies ever made.
Because it's black licorice, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did I ruin your day or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, sort of. If I had to be honest. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What kind of candy do you love that everybody else hates?
You know, one of my favorite candies is black licorice.
Another one.
You too. That's so bizarre.
Should we be taking a poll?
And blacker the better.
Once you go black, you never go pink.
Oh, it's the best.
Two lovers of black licorice. This is rough.
Where are you on Twizzlers? You know, the red licorice.
I hate them. I hate them all. I hate the grape. I hate the red. I think they're nasty.
Red vines too?
Yeah.
Yeah, all that
black. Wow. Got to be the black licorice for you.
All right,
man. Wow, it's an evil.
You know what? They got like the Australian black licorice. There's a lot of, it's not just Twizzlers.
Right.
I got you. So, all right.
Yeah. You have a very evil laugh, by the way. I just wanted to say.
I don't know if that's good or bad. But
thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi. The candy that I cannot have is Abba Zaba.
Abba Zaba. Why not? You can't have it?
I don't like it. It just reminds me of like the white taffy and the, I don't know.
That's, yeah.
And not only that, I don't know if I have the teeth for it anymore, but yeah, Abba Zaba.
Yeah, well, we can work out a thing because I love them. So if you get them, let's have a trade.
Actually, my husband likes them. I don't like them.
Oh,
Abba Zaba. No, thank you.
Candy blocked.
All right. thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, the one I like that everybody hates is black licorice.
Boom.
What is happening with black
this
licorice?
We are in an alternate parallel vortex universe.
It's a black licorice renaissance.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Weird. Okay, thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You love candy that everybody else hates. Stu is in for Sluggo today. Got another chance for you to play the KLOS name game, but not right now, because right now we're taking calls about the candy that you love that everybody else seems to hate. You have that?
My favorite candy that everyone else hates is either black licorice or candy corn.
Wow, that's a heartless duo right there. That pains me. You like both of those.
I like candy corn so much that when I was a kid, my grandmother bought me a 5-pound bag of it. I just sat there and just had at it.
I'll bet you if I got you like just a great big bag of just sugar, you would spoon that into your mouth too. You've no taste.
You have zero taste. Yeah. I'm sorry to have to tell you that.
I did that too.
You did that too?
You did that too. All right.
I did too.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Give him good and plenty, baby. Give him all the good and plenty.
He wants the good. Oh, my God.
You can have them, man. Yeah, I do not please. Need the good and plenty. One. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
Necco wafers.
You love them. You like those things?
Oh, my God. Since I've been a kid.
You can have all of them. Do you eat them or do you throw them?
Oh, eat them. You let them sit on your tongue and dissolve. Oh, my God. They're amazing.
Wow.
Everybody I bet you else thinks they taste like chalk, but no.
They do.
No.
I bet you like chalk, too.
Do you eat chalk?
No, not lately.
Do you eat boogers?
Go on. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
I love bit of honey for my wife. She hates them.
Bit of honey.
Bit of honey. Yeah, don't need.
You know, the problem with bit of honeys is the wax paper, and like you at least the first few times I got it, I would bite into the wax paper, and I didn't understand, you know, the concept.
Other than not understanding the concept, you like that, huh?
Like black licorice.
Oh, man. Oh,
man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing fine if you don't say that you love black licorice.
Yeah, goddamn black licorice.
Wait, you hate it?
Oh, it's the worst.
All right, good.
Oh, my man.
All right.
Finally, somebody with some taste.
All right, what do you love that everybody else hates?
All right, how about Starburst?
Starburst.
All right. Yeah, all right. Nobody else hates Starburst.
I don't think so. I don't like to work that hard, but...
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I will happily accept a yellow Starburst.
A yellow Starburst.
Yeah, those are the nastiest.
I've got the orange and red ones. You don't want them?
No, thanks. I'll pass.
I'll unwrap them.
If you lick them and then hand them to me, I'll take them, bud.
What?
Done.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. When can you get down here?
Yeah, hurry.
818-955-KLOS. You love the candy that everybody else seems to hate. We're talking about candy that you love that everybody else seems to hate.
I like the little square caramel candies, and everyone seems to hate those.
The ones that come in the little clear cellophane?
Yeah.
Those are Brock's, I think, right?
Those are decent.
No, they're horrible.
Most people hate them, and I like those.
I think they're decent.
They're not awful enough to hate, but there's nothing to love about them.
In other words, they're the last ones in the candy
That's
container.
Right.
They're aggressively average.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
So for me, it's the peanut butter kisses.
Peanut butter kisses?
They're like a sticky peanut butter flavored candy. They usually come in a black or an orange waxy paper.
Oh, it's not a Hershey's Kiss?
It's not a Hershey's Kiss.
Oh, interesting.
It's really kind of generic. That usually comes out at Halloween.
And you like that?
I do like that. I like the peanut butter chewing candy.
Huh.
No experience with that. Bring some over.
Maybe I have been trick-or-treating in the poor neighborhoods.
Thank you for the call. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the candy
yes,
that everyone hates that I like.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Hot Jawbreaker and Hot Tamales.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Got.
I sort of like the Hot Tamales, but I'm not down with the Red Hot Jawbreaker.
No, neither.
I don't need my jaw broken.
Yeah?
The Red Hot Jawbreaker, it's like, it's on such fire that you hate it, but you like the feeling.
You're just torturing yourself.
Yeah, you're
then.
A masochist, aren't you?
You hate it, but you love it.
It's like marriage.
Bing, ding, 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 ding.
What do I win?
Survey
what
do says. I win? Yes.
You win all the points for the day.
The
congratulations.
Day.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ben. Sing it.
Give me five.
Today is up.
Up.
Songs with up. U-P.
Up.
In the title.
Ooh.
Things with up. Songs with up in the title. We're going to start with Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones on 95.5 KLOS.
Brilliant.
It's KLOS. We're doing songs with up in the title. You got a suggestion?
AC/DC, Bon Scott. Up to my neck in you.
Oh.
Love it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
How am I doing?
You're doing great.
Okay, good.
You're doing great.
Whew.
Yeah. you know, except for
the, I mean, it's, you know, it's a high bar.
Except for the one American dollar where you're trying to guess the...
I don't think Sluggo would have done any better.
Well, I think he may have.
Really?
I think he may have.
Well, he would have certainly screamed a lot louder and a higher pitch
than
me.
That is true.
He's got that. He's got me down there.
We have two tickets for you to see Guns N' Roses with the Black Keys either November 1st or November 2nd at the Hollywood Bowl.
November?
November, yeah. Rain. So keep listening for that. Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today. We have some Guns N' Roses tickets.
With the Black Keys.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
That's a bitchin' show.
That is going to be great. We'll take caller 25 right now.
Hollywood Bowl.
818-955-KLOS. We're going to ask you a little trivia.
A trivia question.
Bit of trivia. Good luck. We have Guns N' Roses tickets. Here is your question. What is Slash's real name?
I don't know.
That would be
Richard
cool.
Smith.
It's what? Not Richard Smith.
Richard Smith, no. Great guess.
Thank you, KLOS. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What is Slash's real name?
Slash's real name.
Yep.
Yep.
Brian Smith.
Yeah.
Another good guess. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm a caller 25.
Would you like to win the tickets?
Yes, I would very much.
All right, here's the question. What is Slash's real name?
Slash's real name?
Yep.
He's got one.
Is it Saul Hudson?
Wow. What? Say the first name again.
Saul?
I mean, it's S-A-U-L. Saul.
Yeah, I guess if you're mispronouncing it, that works.
Did you just look that up?
No, it's in Spanish. It's in Spanish.
Oh, okay. Saul.
Saul. Got you.
So then it would be Hudson. But we're not going to split hairs. Yeah.
You win tickets to see Guns N' Roses.
Sounded like you took a total random stab at that and just got it right.
Yeah, that was odd. I'm not going to lie. That was odd. But well done.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Got it.
We got the KLOS name game going on. We had a winner in the 11 o'clock hour.
Sure did.
It was the Starbucks menu item with at least three words.
And yeah.
The answer was birthday cake pop.
Right.
For $1,600.
I've never heard of that.
It's just, it looks like a popsicle, it's actual cake.
Oh, it's cake.
Yeah, it's
great. I've seen that. I've never.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
So we'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. If you'd like to play the KLOS name game, be caller 25 and we'll do it now. KLOS, hello, who's this?
Ginger.
You're caller 25.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes way. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for a popular 90s movie with a two-word name. The jackpot is up to $400, and the last two guesses were Tommy Boy and Total Recall.
Ginger, were you alive in the 90s?
I was.
Okay. I was.
She's pretty.
What a bummer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, do you have a guess?
I do. I have a whole list, so let's go with Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, come on. No. No.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
But it's a great movie.
Thank you for calling. Keep trying. Yes.
Bye, Ginger.
Bye. Next hour, it'll be worth $500.
You know what we ought to do? We should play the name game.
Yeah.
Because it's time to play the name game.
Sure.
$500 and a shot at Eagles and Steely Dan.
Yep. 818-955-KLOS.
Caller 25.
Good luck. KLOS, who's this?
Ashley.
You're caller 25.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yep.
Very exciting. $500 on the line here.
Okay.
We're looking for the name of a 90s movie, Ashley, that's got two words in the title. The last two bad guesses were Tommy Boy and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
What you got?
I'm going to say Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. Oh, it should be Boogie Nights. That's a classic.
Is incorrect, but thank you for playing.
Oops. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Ashley.
Next hour, $600. KLOS, who's this?
Hello, Valerie.
Valerie, you are caller 25.
Right on.
For $600, we're looking for a popular 90s movie with a two-word name. The last two guesses were Boogie Nights and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Valerie.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Get Shorty.
Ooh.
Get Shorty.
Get Shorty. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see.
Nope.
Nag.
Incorrect. Thank you for playing, though. We appreciate it. And tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank, you will get $700 with the KLOS name game.